This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There are answers in the climate patterns for why there was a sudden and rapid derecho earlier this week. We'll have more right after this.
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias live.
The minute you get into a brand new relationship, like magic, you know who really notices just how happy you are, guys? Other women, not your woman. Look how happy he is. I bet I can change that.
August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets.
A very sudden derecho, along with a few tornadoes, tore through the Midwest earlier this week. But how sudden was it really? As always, there are answers to that in the observed climate patterns. Iowa State climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson said a heat dome effect is what spurred the rapid development of a derecho.
So we can tie the heat that we saw over the weekend with the derecho that started here in Iowa. We had a big heat dome that was sitting over the Midwest. So you have two mechanisms for warmer temperatures. You have air from the southern part of the United States moving up, so warmer air. But in a stable high pressure system like that heat dome, you have descending air that warms compressionally as the pressure rises when you get towards the surface, so secondary heating. So we saw temperatures in the low to mid 90s and then overnight lows in the 70s, so 10, 15 degrees above where we should be.
Of those few tornadoes, one F1 tornado dashed through the urban Des Moines area. Glisson said that due to the speed of the storm, there wasn't a very early warning, but we were thankfully able to avoid fatalities and injuries.
The storm that had produced that tornado was moving 50 miles per hour. So the path length of that tornado was 7 miles into the city, very rapidly moving and very hard to get a warning on that tornado. Lead time was about 2 to 3 minutes. Luckily, no fatalities. I don't think there were any injuries, a lot of tree damage, some roof damage, but overall, it could have been a lot worse.
Find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.